Welcome to Surviving Life with Daniel Vanvili. You are hanging out with us here on Impact Radio. I'm standing in for myself and my lovely wife, Letitia Vanvili. I think it's always weird that I say I'm standing in for myself. It's one of those things that in the system, but yeah, Letitia sends her greetings. She misses you guys. She cannot wait to be back and tell you where she's been, what she's been doing. But for now, you know we are not going to take it easy. Our conversation today, I believe, will be eye-opening because a lot of people want to change their lives. A lot of us want to do what it takes to have different results. And especially when you speak about Christianity, when you speak about walking by faith, a lot of us want to do better. Yet, every year, after making your New Year's resolutions, by this time in March, you forget them. Or they are there, but you've not been able to carry them through. So I'm hoping that our convo today will help you to do what is necessary to reach your goals. Not just to reach your goals, but to live the life that you actually want spiritually. So when we come back, I'll introduce our topic and we're going to go straight in for it. It's 13 minutes past 11. You're on 103 FM.
103, with you all the way.
Welcome to Surviving Life with the Vanvilis. You hang out with myself, Danny Vanvili. I am so glad to be here as we introduce our topic. And the song that just played is actually something I really love. Amanda Cook, it's called Rest. You know, a lot of us need to learn how to rest in the Lord. And I just love how she delivers that message. You're on Surviving Life with Danny Vanvili, standing in for Letitia Vanvili as well, who will join us back very soon. Today, we're going to talk about the power of small steps. The power of small steps. Now, this topic for me is quite a personal one. I've met a lot of believers, especially in the counseling space, who want to change the world. They want to change the world. But many times, they've not considered making their bed. You understand what I'm saying? We want to do the big things. We want God to use us to change the course of our country. But we do not want to wash the dishes in our kitchen. And you might ask yourself, how are those two connected? You know, what does washing the dishes at home have to do with changing the world? Well, they have a connection. You know, if you're not willing to start with the small things, you're going to find yourself making promises, having goals and desires, but never really achieving because you're not starting where you can. You know, and this is why it's so beautiful to see in Scripture, the Lord always starts small with everyone. You know, the first miracle is never the resurrection miracles. It's not Lazarus rising from the dead. Even with the ministry of Jesus himself, the first miracle we see him doing is turning water into wine. You know, and someone looking might have thought, okay, what kind of Messiah? He's just turning water into wine. But later you find there's resurrection, there's bigger things happening. We say the same thing when we talk about David, and this is probably the most popular example for our topic. We always say, you know, David killed the lion, and then he killed the bear, and then he had Goliath. And that sounds right, it sounds logical, that there's somehow a progression in the walk of faith. Yet, when it comes to our lives, we want to change the world without taking the little steps to change ourselves. And I'm saying little steps because they are indeed little steps that you can take on a daily basis. And this pressure of changing the world can arrest you, can put you in a place where you don't even know where to begin, where to start. And so many people end up not achieving what they want because there isn't a logical starting point, especially when we're speaking about walking by faith. So if you stay with me today, we are going to talk about just how do we start? You know, how do you start with your steps? All right. And the topic is called the power of small steps. And believe you me, I think it is going to change your life. Stay tuned.
Optimal.
Melissa Allison, your name.
Better words I can't find, cause you are greater than my imagination.
Impact 103, come alive to the sound of hope.
You're with Danny Vambili. We are at the bottom of the hour, and we are talking about the power. And when I say power, I mean power, the absolute power of small steps. Where do we start with this topic? We're going to go to the book of Zechariah 4 verse 10 that says, "Do not despise the small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand, the seven lamps that represent the eyes of the Lord that search all around the world." Okay? And this core scripture about not despising small beginnings is a foundational truth. All of us who are trusting the Lord today, do not wake up trusting the Lord. It's not something that naturally happened, you know, and hey, there you were moving mountains. No. There is progress in how much you trust the Lord. And it grows the more you walk in your faith. You know, I want to even go as far as saying the more you attempt to walk by faith, the more you attempt to hear the Lord, not in the big things, but in the small things. It starts with, "Hey Lord, which road should I use today? What clothes should I wear? Which book should I start studying with? Which chapter should I focus on while you're studying your exam?" And the more you do that, the more you develop a trust in the Lord. In a trust, not necessarily in who the Lord is, but in how you are able to hear Him. You know, because the more you accurately hear, the more you trust that you are hearing correct and it's not the figment of your imagination. And this is why we cannot despise the days of our small beginnings. And we have to choose to start small. Okay? Now, you might ask, "But Danny, why shouldn't I just go big?" Because you could find yourself facing a Goliath that you are not ready for. Okay? We talk about David killing the bear, but we never focus on him just being a shepherd. Because when you're a shepherd, you learn to protect the sheep. And before he ever became king, the Lord said, "Okay, I'm going to train this man on how to look after the sheep. Because one day he'll be looking and protecting the kingdom. They might look far detached from each other, but it's a way of teaching him the responsibility without the extreme consequence." Okay? Imagine if David came into his throne not understanding the value of the lives of God's people, just like learning the value of the lives of the sheep. So for us to start small is safety. It gives you time to develop. It makes the goal attainable. All right. So if you sit there and you say, all right, tomorrow I am going to change the world, and the goal is so big and so overwhelming, you won't even know where to start. But perhaps because you've heard the Lord say to you, I want you in a certain field, the first step might be to go and study in that field. You understand? Now, suddenly, you know, I'm going to change the world, let's say in medicine, but in order to do so, I need to be a doctor. So let me go and register and get past the first year. Yeah, and you're not going to, they're not going to put you in the seventh year because you heard the Lord say you're called to be a doctor. No, they're going to start you from the beginning, and slowly you're going to build up to a place where you are qualified, where, like we say, the Lord qualifies those who he has called. Now, the small step we take, we can build on. Even in your marriage, just choosing to say, okay, Lord, we don't understand each other usually, and we always fighting, but I'm going to choose to let you lead me and desire a new outcome. And when you see the outcome of that, it somehow encourages you. So when I come back, I'm going to give you practical, very practical examples of starting small that I think could just open your mind into seeing why the Lord is delaying certain things in your life. Chris Eckes with Save My Soul coming up next. I've heard there's power. You're on SLWV with myself, Danny Van Billy, and we're talking about the importance of starting slow, the importance of taking things step by step, and how it has worked, not just for me personally, but for believers in general, and what we read in scripture. You know, marriage, I believe, is one of the key places where you will find the Lord. Because men and women are so, so different. You know, we interpret things differently. We see things differently. Yet we are called to walk as one. You know, and one of the scriptures that's been very important for me is how we are encouraged as men to live with our wives according to knowledge. Now, if you're expected to live with someone according to knowledge, it means you're going to have to know them, right? And knowing a person takes time. It's not like you're going to get into your marriage and everything is there, but day by day, you're going to learn something about them. And over a period of time, you have so much information that if you choose to use it positively, you now have a framework that's needed to get a good outcome. Now, the same little steps you're taking yearly increase, and they also change the dynamics of your relationship. And I'm going to add again, if you choose to use it in a good way. Why am I saying that? I'm saying that because a lot of people are in relationship, but there's no choice to grow. Okay, there's no choice to say, now that I've got this information, let me relate from a higher place. Let me not relate the same way we were when we started off this relationship. And a lot of us want to say words like, yeah, but this is who I am. But who you are must be forever, must stay forever growing and evolving. And none of that is ever possible if we don't start with the first step. And the first step is probably a conversation. Hi, how are you? Good to meet you. And suddenly, something begins to develop, all right? Now, there are couples you would meet who have probably been married 20, 30 years. They don't even talk anymore. They'll just look at each other and, you know, suddenly the one knows what the other is saying. And, you know, those of us who are now entering the 10-year line, we can look at them and be like, wow. You know, these guys just speak without even talking. Yet, that relationship started with a single conversation. Hello, how are you? That small step, as basic as it sounds, was the beginning of whatever you see that is standing. So, if you want to grow in your relationship with the Lord, in walking by faith, one of the key things that will change your relationship with the Lord, that will grow your relationship, is actually having those basic conversations. Father, what do you want to say to me today? Where in the small things can I be obedient? I'm not talking about the big things yet, just the small things, because it's impossible to live a life of disobedience in the small things, yet expect you will be obedient in the big things. We start somewhere. It's a progressive journey. Now, it's nice to have the desire to do big things. It's nice to have the desires and the plans. Maybe to be the one who breaks out in your country or in your family. But it will always start in the small things. And I'm saying this to encourage us to not take for granted the small tasks that the Lord has put before us. Because those small tasks are indeed going to be the ones that change the world. You're still with Mr. Van Billy on SLWV as we talk about the importance of starting small, not just not taking for granted, you know, the power that lies in starting small, but embracing it, embracing your small beginnings. You're not looking down at the journey that the Lord is choosing to take you through. That might not necessarily be as glamorous as you want. It might not look like the dream you had when you heard the Lord call you and you thought, oh, wow, you know, we're going to change all these things and everything's going to happen right away. But I can almost guarantee you that the Lord is still taking you to the same destination. It's not the route you wanted, but it is the same destination. And there's a way that you can remove pressure from yourself when you accept that things take time. Things don't just happen. It doesn't just fall on your lap. It's like a child. You can tell your child, hey, listen, I'll get you a car. But you'll still wait for that child to be licensed. You know, you'll wait for them to have a certain level of maturity where even the law has decided, look, maybe at 16, let them drive with someone next to them. And then later on, let's give them the car. What is beautiful about that is you can know for sure that when the time comes and the Lord allows you to walk in the fullness of what you called for, you are actually equipped. Hence, the same way we will be happy and ready to run when the time comes to run. We need to be graceful in our waiting period. We cannot treat the Lord like he's been unfaithful when he's taking us through the process that will make us who we're supposed to be. Are you hearing me? Because it's so easy to want to reach the end, yet to be impatient, discouraged, when we are in the process that will make us who we're supposed to be. And now, are we together in this? The process is not always glamorous. I don't think David was out in the field, you know, taking care of sheep, thinking, this is how I'm going to become king. No, he probably thought, I'm the youngest. They make me do all the funny things. I'd rather be out with my tall, strong brothers out in the field doing different things. But that is the journey the Lord knew he needed because he was going to become king. So sometimes it is just important to trust God when he's bringing you in the small places. So if the Lord tells you, hey, Sunday school, be faithful in Sunday school, take it seriously. Be faithful in Sunday school. If the Lord is saying, hey, the older people at church, the senior citizens, I want you to take care of them. Take care of them like you're taking care of the president. Because it's those small acts that might seem insignificant to you that the Lord is using to build character, longevity, and more than that, to really mold you into the type of leader he wants you to be. It's okay being a leader, but what kind of leader are you going to be? Are you going to be a leader who starts and finishes strong? Or are you going to be a leader who's just so excited to be a leader and to be walking in their calling that they end up messing up in the long run? So we have to trust God in the small places and the small ways that he chooses to mold us. You're Danny Van Billy, and I'm hoping that wherever you are and however small or insignificant it looks, you will still be encouraged to do it with all your might. It's the second hour of SLWV. You're still with Danny Van Billy, and we're talking about the power of small steps. Now, I want to share a testimony in the second hour, and I want to hear from you guys. What is that small thing that the Lord told you to do that you thought, this is a small thing? And it ended up becoming a big testimony. For me, we were about to go on holiday. This was the first year of my marriage. Me and my wife, we set out to go on our first holiday. And we're doing everything by faith. We didn't really have a budget, but you know, the Lord kept providing. And then there was this little throw, just like a little blankie, that I heard the Holy Spirit say, grab that blanket, you know, and I thought, okay, why? Yeah, didn't make sense. I thought, okay, maybe where we're going, it's going to end up being cold. But in obedience, I grabbed this little blankie. You know, we arrived at the place where we'd gone. I'm trying to remember the name of the place. It's not coming. Ficksburg, at the border of Lesotho. Now, the next morning, the Lord told me to take that blanket to breakfast.
Moving you forward.
While we were there, this lady came and she was talking to us. And the Lord just said to me, the blanket is for her. You know, and I gave it to her. And beloved, you would not believe it. She began to cry. And then she called her daughter, and, you know, the daughter comes up and she tells the daughter, look, these people just gave me the blanket. And the daughter starts crying, and My wife and I are as confused as can be, you know. And then she begins to explain to us that her place had just burnt down. And just the night before, they were looking for a blanket and they couldn't find one. Now, not only did she end up being the person running the place where we'd booked in, yet when we also felt the Lord saying we should extend our stay in the place, by faith we went to inquire, the same lady actually blessed us to stay a couple of days extra at that lodge. Like I said, we had gone by faith, and you know, if you said to me a little blanket was going to be the way the Lord chooses to have us stay a couple of days extra at that place, I just would never have thought. Okay? I'm saying this to say that the obedience in small things for me have always led to bigger doors being open. Doors that I would never have imagined. But the Lord doesn't always use the fancy way you think. Oh, he doesn't use the important people, I put that in inverted commas, the important people you think are going to be the ones who help you. No, the Lord will just use things that you think are significant. Mind you, I'm not saying he cannot use the important people or the big doors, but I believe he chooses to use small things in order for none of us to take credit for the work that he's doing in our lives. You know, so sometimes you need to be so careful that you're not taking for granted the small things the Lord wants to use in your life to glorify his own name. So let us be wise, let us be attentive, and just allow the Lord to do it the way he chooses to do.
Fear's got me.
We had a good word there from our sponsors, and if you are tuning in and you are someone who loves cricket, we as Impact Radio want to be a blessing to you and to your family. All right? The Titans are playing tonight in Centurion, and we want to give you and your family tickets, okay, to go to SuperSport Park tonight and enjoy with your family. We're going to give five family 4 tickets, okay? So you're going to get 4 tickets per family, and just to go and enjoy yourselves. You know, maybe you were praying and asking the Lord, you know, to do something fun. Or maybe you've not been praying and the Lord is showing you, hey, my daughter, my son, there's always something new I can do for you. And you can go and watch the CSA T20 Challenge tonight between the Titans and the Warriors. All right. So if you want to win, you are going to be very attentive. Extremely attentive. First, write down this number. Our WhatsApp number is 071-364-0376. That's 071-364-0376. And I will tell you what you need to send, okay, in order to win those tickets. Now, if you win the tickets, you're going to go straight to their parking or their ticketing station this evening, where you will receive the tickets. So you don't come to Impact Radio to get the tickets. You will go straight to their offices, and that's where you're going to pick up your tickets. So I hope you guys are ready to win. I'm not seeing anyone messaging already like, Daddy, I want this. We are going to win this. Ooh, I see. Hi, radio. I want this ticket. You see, the person who's messaged, I don't know who you are, what's your name, Talia Chetty. It's Talia Chetty. Talia, since you've asked, you can have. Is there anyone else who wants? Oh. I see the messages coming. Marilyn. Oh, I see Richard. And that's just how easy it is. I just said I would mention in passing that you should tell me if you want. And those who said they want, I'm going to see the first few messages that came first. And you guys are going to get your tickets. When I come back, I will name the winners. So make sure you've mentioned your name in the message you sent. Just say, I want the tickets. Remember, they are playing tonight. So you'll have to be at the main office at Supersport Park by 5 p.m. this evening to pick up your tickets. And the match will start at 6. So a family of four is about to be blessed, or will give you four tickets. I don't know who else you're going to take. But yeah, Impact Radio wants to be a blessing to you and your family. Stay tuned. We are going to name the winners who've asked for the ticket.
Visit
Brian Courtney Wilson. I will see. Woo! And I will see. Someone is about to be happy. Or should I say, a couple of families are about to be happy. All right, I have a list, and this list has five names. We're giving away a total of 20 tickets to go and enjoy the cricket tonight for you and your family. All right, so the first winner on the list is Talia, right? Talia, we did mention your name earlier. You and four of your family members are going to watch the cricket tonight. And then we have Richard. Richard, you and your family. Then we've got the Mtetwa family in Ntombi. You are going to watch the cricket tonight. Chantal von Gordon. And then Michael Ramwell. You five are our winners for today. And thank you to everyone else who sent in their messages for participating. These are your five winners. Richard, Talia, Ntombi Mtetwa, Chantal von Gordon, and Michael Ramwell. You each get four tickets to go watch the cricket tonight. Please, if you cannot make it for any reason, do let us know ASAP. So that we allow another family to be blessed with those tickets. So we're going to reach out to you. Like I said, you don't come to Impact Radio, but instead we will coordinate with you to pick it up at the Supersport Park and at their ticketing station. That's where you're going to get your tickets. All right, so we're gonna reach out to you. Well done. We are so happy for you. When I come back, we're going straight back into our topic. Wow. Don't you just love such testimonies where someone just decided to listen and do what looked like a very small thing, but it is indeed what the Lord chose to use as a blessing. And you know, just to look at the fact that today that is your business, of which you didn't tell me your name. I wish you have your name written. Zelda Mayer, congratulations. And I'm so grateful that you took that small step of faith when you were told. And today you have a business in an area that you never would have thought. I want to encourage believers to be faithful behind the scenes. Please be faithful when no one is watching. Please be faithful in areas that you might think are not as important. You know, because people like even myself, the first mission the Lord ever gave me was to take care of the children in my Sunday school, you know, and that's where I was preaching, and that's where the Lord said, be faithful. And that was the training ground for me as a person. You know, everything I'm doing today came from Sunday school, helping out at the Sunday school. So it's so sad that many times believers don't take, let me rephrase that. It's really sad that believers are faithful in things that they think are important. You get me? So if we feel like, okay, yeah, no, this is in the forefront. I'm the pastor now. I'm the main leader, or everyone can see me. Then we take it as a godly assignment. But I want to challenge you into considering that maybe what you think is not so important is actually the thing and the area where the Lord wants to build you up. Beloved, be blessed. Trust God for the small things, man. Trust God in the small things. Be faithful. If God's given you school children, be faithful with the school children. If God's given you a back kitchen somewhere and he's saying, listen, my son, just clean the kitchen here. Do a good job at it. Then do that. If he's called you to go and preach to the people in the streets in Sunnyside, be faithful with that. Because wherever he sends you, that is your training ground. I want to hear more testimonies, maybe one or two testimonies. If there's a small thing God used to change your life, reach out on 071-364-0376. Still with Mr. Van Billy, almost time for me to say goodbye. All right, so as we wrap up this topic, I first just want to acknowledge everyone who participated in our competition, and even those who won and couldn't make it and have asked me to pass on the tickets. Thank you so much for your honesty. So Estelle and Tony, you guys are the next in line who have won the tickets. We're going to reach out to you guys right now and give you your tickets. It's so beautiful to see God's faithfulness in things that we deem as insignificant, things that we don't even see as working our character. You know, I shared a testimony with you guys on how God used something so small in my life and my wife's life that led to such a big blessing. Now, as I close off, I want to encourage us, you know, not to just look at the future, but to see in the present. What are you doing right now that could lead to a big thing in future? All right. Now, when we talk about this topic, you want to see your job. You want to see, you know, all the big things, maybe the future car you're going to buy and all of that. But I feel strongly in my spirit to direct you back to your children. The children of our country are the future of this country. And if God has placed a child in your hands, you need to know that you are raising something very significant. Not just something, but someone very significant. Protect your children. Invest emotionally in your children. Do the hard stuff. Have the difficult conversations with them. The conversations that will build them, that will shape them into who they need to be in future. Face your own fears as a parent in order to free your children. And what I mean by that is this. Maybe you come from a family where you don't talk. Maybe you come from a family that's very hard, and there's a certain firm and stern way that your parents did things, and it didn't work for you. But you are now in the position where you are raising children. Those small people are the future. And for their sake, I want to ask you to face your fears, to get help, to be a better person, so that the next generation will not be affected and defeated by the same thing that affected and defeated you in your life negatively. We want to be the ones who say, look, I'm going to take some kind of stand so that my children don't have to. Beloved, the children in your hands are the future. Now, if you are listening and you're saying, yeah, but Danny, I don't have children, then the children around you, you know, if you have a sister or a cousin who has a child who they probably raising by themselves, commit yourself to being a parental figure to that child. You know, because children need pictures, healthy pictures of males and females, especially where there is none. Beloved, we have a role to play. If you can model for a child what a father looks like, the roles and responsibilities of a father, you would have done so much more for this world than you can ever imagine. Because when that child is married one day and they're behaving in the manner that you modeled for them, heaven will reward you one day for that. So let's not just say, hey, we're going to change the world, you know, with the next startup business or ventures that we're going to do, or the next position if you're going to be a CEO and all of that. No, those things are important, and we're proud of you. You know, for anyone who's being successful, we love you guys. We want you to be successful. But do not forget the children. Because those children are our future. If they are unemployed, if they are unable to take care of their families, those broken families will still affect us. So we can't live in a bubble. We can't say, yo, it doesn't affect me, so I'm okay. Me and my family are good. Nope. We have to carry the burden of what's happening in South Africa on our shoulders, because we are South African. We are part of the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Vambili saying goodbye. I love you. And I know you are raising the future.